We're doing the Chazon Ish. We're up to the third chapter, the 21st paragraph. Amru, our sages said in Tractate Kiddushin 49b, if a person comes to engage a woman, and in ancient times, people used to make all kinds of funny stipulations. So he comes and he tells her, behold, you are betrothed to me on the condition that I am a student. Okay, so Talmud says, how do you define a student? Does he have to be like the top student, the rabbi who already knows so much Torah? Al menat shani talmid. He engaged the woman and said, on condition that I'm a student. En umrim kishimon ben Azariah. You don't say he has to be a top student like Shimon ben Azariah. What happens if he comes and he engages her and he says, on condition that I am a chacham. I'm one of the wise men of the Jewish people. Al menat shani chacham. En umrim kechachmei Yavne, k'Rebbe Akiva v'chaverav. You don't say he has to be like the wise men of Yavne, or like Rabbi Akiva and the top rabbis. So our sages say that we don't hold them to such a high standard. You see, when the sages wanted to say two great rabbis, they said Rabbi Shimon ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva. You find three places in Talmud, the rabbi said, we are like ben Azai. And each time, you see, when did they say we are like Ben Azai? When they got the halacha right. And he calls it halchavat da'atan. He says there are times when you're focused. We should know this. There are biorhythms. It's not always the same. Sometimes you come to learn and you're half out of it. You work hard and you're still half out of it. Sometimes you come and you're focused, everything's working. And you got enough sleep, the base medrash isn't too hot, it isn't too cold, the guys around you aren't buzzing in your ears, you're focused. You don't have 15 emails waiting for you, you showered this morning, you're not scratching all over, right? There are times where you walk in and you're focused. Okay, so the Talmud says three times, the rabbis said in three different places, we're like Ben Azai, and what it means is, they had halchavat da'atam, which literally means a breath of knowledge, which it doesn't mean that. That's the literal translation, halchava, breath, da'at, of knowledge. But it means they were able to focus and understand, and they were able to get halacha right. Lamadnu de ben Yiskel stam rav godlo shel ben Azai, hanu godlo b'halacha. You see, says the Chazon Ish, people think you're a great rabbi if you say nice stories. You want to see how the Talmud gauged if you're a great rabbi? You're a great rabbi if you know halacha. It boils down to that. When Rava said, I'm like Ben Azai, so they didn't say, let's see how pious you are. Let's see what a nice speech you can give. They said, do you really know all the halacha? We're going to test you on Erevin. V'shalu tapuchim bekama. Abaye said it. They started asking him questions about testimony. Yeah. I don't remember over there what they were asking him in the laws of Erev and how many apples you could take out. I don't remember. Ben Azai was once sitting, it says in Talmud Bechoros, it says that Ben Azai was sitting with the rabbis, and he said, everyone is like the peel of a garlic. No one here threatens me in learning. I know the Torah much better than everyone sitting here, except for that bald one. He was talking about Rabbi Akiva. So you read that line and you say, what's going on here? And really, the term, the peel of garlic, and the term kerach, which means ice, he wasn't calling Rabbi Akiva the bald one. If he was calling Rabbi Akiva the bald one, so Rashi in Tractate Shavuos says that whenever they would talk about Rabbi Akiva, they had to hide his identity because the Romans wanted him dead. So there was a time when they called Rabbi Akiva the bald one. That's why Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, Rashi says in Tractate Shavuos, was called the son of the bald one. They didn't want to say Rabbi Akiva by name. Others say that the term refers to a level of Kabbalah. There's a level of fire, there's a level of ice, there are different levels of knowledge of the secrets of Torah. And Rabbi Akiva reached the level that's called kerach, ice. So we don't have the vowels in the Talmud, right? You don't have the dots. It doesn't tell you how to punctuate the word. So it could be read as kereach, or it could be read as kerach. So Ben Azai was talking about knowledge of Allah. Rabbi Akiva sheirahu HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. It says, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbi Akiva. V'amar lo, Adam achad yesh atid yot besof kama dorot. V'Akiva ben Yosef shmo. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, generations to come, there's going to be a man named Akiva, son of Yosef. She'atid lidosh hakol kotz v'kotz. Tileitin in shna lachot. He will speak about every corner of every letter, and he will teach mounds and mounds of halacha. Kmo shefligu b'mnachot. So Rabbi Akiva is so great that Moshe Rabbeinu looks at him and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're going to have such a great human being in the future. Why are you giving the Torah through me? Let him give the Torah. I see such an awesome human being. It says Moshe Rabbeinu went into his shir and he couldn't understand it. He wasn't on a high enough level. So whatever that means. So he says, you have such a human being coming, why are you not letting him give the Torah? So Rabbi Akiva is amazing, right? What's so great about Rabbi Akiva? The Talmud says his greatness is in knowledge of halacha. Ukmo shamru, and as the Talmud says in Tractate Sanhedrin, malacha etzel agada, kalach min debrotecha, etzel negim va'olot. He says, one rabbi says to the student, he says, why are you dealing with agada? Go worry about knowing the laws of Negaim, Ma'alot. Rashi explains, Pnei Etzel Negaim Ma'alot, Shen Chamorin, that those are the severe parts of Torah. Uve'em Ata Mechudat Ve'lo Ba'agadah. And that's what's going to keep you sharp, not Agadah. So, again, the Chazon Ish is hammering home. We like the speaker who could tell good stories. But the way to gauge whether someone's a worthy rabbi is in his knowledge of Torah, in his knowledge of halacha. And so it's incumbent upon us, says the Chazon Ish, to realize that it's not enough to learn ethics. The morals of Torah are important, but that's just the guidelines. Now, the application of those guidelines is knowledge of halacha. That's the system. The applied science is in halacha.